My next guest is such a great guy. You are going to love Matt Zinman. Matt is a personal success trainer whose experiences as an entrepreneur, athlete, single parent, caretaker, consultant, and nonprofit founder drive him to be a difference maker and positively impact as many people as possible. He's also the author of the wildly successful Z-isms, Insights to Live By. You are going to love Matt Zinman next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Patrick here. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. That's why we continue to grow, because you're sharing it with family and friends. Thank you so much. Big shout out to the brave men and women working in the criminal justice field, whatever you're doing, especially now during these uncertain times. Thank you so much. Another big shout out to the brave men and women, whatever you're doing, medical, truck driver, grocery store. And if I forgot anybody, I'm sorry. Thank you so much for keeping the country going during these uncertain times. I truly believe we are going to emerge stronger and more resilient. Folks, if you love coffee, and I know the majority of you do, you are going to love the coffee from Four Sigmatic. My personal favorite is the Lion's Mane Mushroom Coffee. It doesn't taste like mushrooms. It tastes like regular coffee, and it's better for you. From coffees to elixirs to cocos, they have it all. You're going to love all their products. Head over to the website, cjevolution.com. Click on the link to Four Sigmatic, and you're going to get 15% off your purchases using the promo code CJEBO. You know, people ask me all the time, Pat, where do you get your energy, your clarity, your focus? And I tell them one word, that's Onnit. I take my Alpha Brain supplements every day. Onnit can be summarized in three words: total human optimization. Let them help you get on a path to a better you. Check out their website at cjevolution.com. Click the link to Onnit. You will not be disappointed. On to the show with the one and only Matt Zinman. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I'm very excited to have my next guest on the show. His name is Matt Zinman. He is a personal success trainer whose experiences as an entrepreneur, athlete, single parent, caretaker, consultant, and nonprofit founder drive him to be a difference maker and positively impact as many people as he can. Do you have any time to sleep, Matt?
That's all my history. I don't do any of that now, so I'm good.
Welcome, brother. Thank you for being here, man.
Good to be with you, Patrick. Thank you.
What got you on your path, man? What was the catalyst that got you started? You're helping so many people out there, and I love what you're doing, which is why I wanted you on the show. But what was the catalyst, brother?
Well, I'd like to say there was a master plan, but I think it was a lot of detours.
Right? yeah, like most people.
Right, like we all have that. Yeah, I mean, that's true. I'm in the Philadelphia area, grew up here, and graduated from Temple University with journalism, got into public relations and marketing. And then in 2002 was a real life changer for me in terms of becoming a single dad. And my son was two. So, you know, we're talking man, baby, apartment, you know, washing bottles and, you know, all that whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then I started my own company then because I needed the flexibility. So that company, Z Communication went on for a few years. And then I went into the world of internships by starting a nonprofit called the Internship Institutes. I've done that for the last 15 years. And now with the book Z-isms, I get to shake off all of those years of being beat up around internships. And it's been so fulfilling to be with you and be able to talk about this.
And I want to talk about Z-isms, your book. And but you said something just now that's so important. I mean, we need to get beat up, not physically, but we need to have those mental challenges and those barriers in our lives in order to grow, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, another thing I think is one of the main lessons that I want to impart, and I think everyone will get this when they hear it, mm-hmm. is when you experience yourself swimming against the current, whatever mm-hmm. that is. It could be in a relationship, it could be a job, it could be just you know, an argument or anything, like that feeling of like I'm banging my head against the wall or like my arms are getting tired, turn around. Whatever that means, turn around. And that's something that is part of the focus and some of the insights that, you know, hopefully I'm in my 50s now, Patrick. So
you know,
I want to get enough enough seasoning, you know, to kind of bring to the enough, you know, life pain and anguish, you know, to get to this point.
You talk about so many great things in Zeeism. So one of the things we were talking a little bit off the air before we started, we're all in this time right now, obviously, you know, everybody who's listening knows, you know, it's a pandemic. We're all locked inside. A lot of worry out there, Matt. You know that. And everybody listening knows that. How do people handle the worry and the anxiety? I know you talk about this a lot. I mean, what's some things that we can do to help mitigate it?
Yeah, I mean, this is really important to me and, you know, really kind of anchors the whole conversation in the book. And it's called Earned Confidence. Mm-hmm. And basically the short of it is that it's a way to outsmart worry and anxiety and stress and stay in the present for the very fact that we all know we've come through everything that we have in our lives and we're still here, right? We're still standing.
Yeah.
We made it. So it stands to reason that whatever else comes our way, we're going to be, you know, we're going to make it to the other side of that too. So why worry? You know, you're putting yourself in a position there of putting your energy into something that, and having an expectation over what you don't want to happen, which could kind of help make it happen. Mm-hmm. So the idea is to remind yourself not to do that. So the example, like let's say you worry about something, or your spouse or anybody else you know is a worrier, and you get past that event that you worried about, and it never happened. Mm-hmm. And then you have to kind of take stock and be like, well, what did I do to myself worrying about something that never happened? And then, oh, who did I talk to? And you know, that negativity, you know, imposing that on other people. I'm worried about this. I'm worried about that. And you just don't need to do that. So just psych yourself out. It, you don't have to worry.
Yeah. I learned that a long time ago, Matt. And, I still practice it to this day. I mean, I worry about things like everybody does. You probably do. But I had learned over time that you hit it. The majority of things that I was worrying about, chances are they're not going to come to fruition. And if they do come to pass, they're usually not as big as I had them in my mind. You know what I mean? I've made them into this big, huge monster. And if they do happen, and they rarely do, they're not as big as I painted them. You know what I mean? But I agree with what you said about people too, you know, the people you're listening to, your influence, you know, the people you surround yourself with kind of contribute to that.
Right. And, you know, the other part of it is really what we're talking about is staying present and just dealing mm-hmm. with the real. And, you know, that's where your, you know, your life enrichment and experiencing moments in real time, you know, matter most. And so they, you know, those two things go together.
Now, personal interactions, it's another part of, there's four different parts in your book again. You talk about, I want to kind of jump around a little bit if you don't mind, sure. Combating spiders, you know, manipulators. Can you explain that?
You know, it's really interesting, Patrick, because I wasn't sure about putting this chapter in the book because I really want the book to be very positive and this was the one chapter that's kind of that cautionary tale. And interesting, you know, now that the book's out a few weeks, this is the one that I'm hearing back from people, you know, really resonate. And it's kind of around, it's kind of like if you're familiar with, you know, Malcolm Gladwell.
Oh, yeah.
And Rhonda Byrne, right, of The Secret. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are probably two of the influences of the book, and Gladwell would be here, and he talks about thin slicing. Mm-hmm. And the challenge is that, you know, we're all so complex. You know, we're just trying to figure ourselves out, let alone anyone else in various situations. And when we talk about being aware of spiders, it draws that line between one type of person or another. And what it means is either you're going to be somebody or you are someone who has that character trait that you will manipulate people consciously mm-hmm. and put energy into, you know, basically pulling people's strings. You either do that or you don't. That's yay or nay. And it's not something that someone necessarily does all the time. It's just whether they have the capacity to do that. And, you know, part of, understanding it is kind of take stock. I mean, the family members and friends and, sure. You know who these people are, but if you're not like that, which hopefully, and I think are the majority of people, you are one to give people the benefit of the doubt and see the, then whatever. I think you know what I mean. And it's okay to be mindful of recognizing that somebody has that capacity in them, even if they never turn on you with it, to just know. And it kind of keeps you from getting caught in those webs. So there was that whole metaphor, I guess, but it's really about manipulators and non-manipulators.
Why is it so hard, Matt, for people? Because I think we all have, to some degree, we have those people in our lives, friends, relatives, whatever. Maybe, there's people that don't either, but why is it so hard for the people that do have those type of people in their lives to break free of that?
Well, in one hand, you don't necessarily have the opportunity to break free of certain people, mm-hmm. Family, in-laws. we can't choose them.
Sure. Yeah.
It's really a matter of being aware of it. And if you're not like that, I mean, it takes that, if you think about the energy that goes into it, right? So if you're going to be devious in that way, that takes energy. And if you're not that way, then you kind of would rather just be oblivious to it. Mm-hmm. Right. So who wants to be on guard all the time, looking over their shoulder? I don't want to be that way, but experience tells us, just to kind of have our spider senses, at our disposal when we need them so that we don't let anyone take advantage of us.
Yeah. And I tell people that even if it is relatives, which you made a good point, a lot of times it is, you don't have to, you can take them in small doses. I always tell people, look, it's not about love. It's just that I don't want to be engulfed in the toxicity all the time. And I can choose who to spend my time with. It's not about love, but I don't have to spend the time with the manipulators all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up, by the way, because that's kind of another central point is we talk about the tribe. Who's your tribe? Mm-hmm. And you may have heard this, but it can be said that we, generally speaking, are the sum of the five people who we spend the most time with, to whatever degree that is. And then you step back, well, who are those five people? And are they feeding me in a positive way? I mean, everyone needs to lean on each other, of course. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, are they, kind of taking away? Are they feeding you? Are they draining you? And by taking that inventory, it's not like you want to push someone all the way out of your life, but maybe a little bit further away, and opens up the opportunity to think, who do I know that really I'd like to get to know better and pull into my tribe? And that's even more important right now with what's going on. And we're all just kind of grasping for, human connection.
Yeah. And I agree with you. I think Jim Rohn said that, you're the average of the five people you associate it with. And I come from a law enforcement background, Matt, you know that. And I tell a lot of cops that I talk to, law enforcement's a very inherently toxic environment. And I think the problem we have sometimes is law enforcement, again, not everyone, but we get wrapped up in that toxicity. I know I did for many years until I started, seeking friends outside of the profession and people that were, had a different mindset. And that's what kind of pivoted my mindset. But I am a firm believer that, you should be very, very selfish to a degree. It's your life. I mean, it's your happiness. You should be very, very selfish about who you let into your tribe and who you spend time with.
I mean, it's just flat out quality of life, like the way that you just described. Again, friends are there to lean on each other. You're going to need to lean on people. But, if someone's really, you know what a good one is here? It's kind of like what that, almost the spider sense. And, mm-hmm. and if you wake up in the middle of the night, or the first thing you think of in the morning has to do with someone in particular and something negative, you really need to step back and take a look at that situation and maybe this person should be a little less of a part of my life because they're occupying that real estate in your brain and that, it's stress, which is the worst thing for you.
Yeah. And you talk about in the book, you talk about heightened mindfulness. And I'm so glad you hit on that a moment or two ago. Gratitude, amplifying your gratitude. I tell people, I don't think there's a day that goes by, Matt, that I don't start my day in gratitude. Before my feet even hit the floor, I'm going in my mind, not so much what I have that I'm grateful for, the people in my life, era that I'm really grateful for, my wife, you know, my family, my kids, my relatives, all those things. I am so grateful. And you talked about the secret, which is so important, the law of attraction. How, because for people who don't know it, what's the secret? What's law of attraction to you, brother?
Well, you know, one thing that's great is that there's a lot more science behind it now, that it's rooted in quantum physics, which is the furthest thing that I could be an expert on, honestly.
You and me both, man.
But the point is that we vibrate. We have an energy that we put out into the world, and you know, that there's also a magnetism and being open to things coming back to you. And it's hard. It's very hard to sustain. But that's what gratitude is about, and being in that that routine of just as you just described, you know, that again is around the life enrichment and just to appreciate things. So, for example, actually, I did a post today, and another thing in the book talks about perception and the things that that affect perception, one of which is earned confidence, for one, you know, I'm worrying or I'm not. Another actually is mood health, and, you know, rainy day versus sunny day and how that makes you feel. And, you know, what is your perception? And there's a tool that we have is perception snapshot. And if you, because there's so many moving parts, you know, that we have to deal with, and, you know, our life, our family, our job, security, our kids. And if you just kind of take those big parts and put them down the left-hand side of a column, this isn't very complicated to explain audibly, that you've got a positive and a negative, you know, and at any given time, just take a snapshot, go down and say, well, you know, is this a positive or a negative? And everything that's positive, like let's say the top thing is basic human needs, right? You know, there's a lot of people out there who really are struggling a lot right now, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. And yet, if you're someone, you still got a roof over your head, you still, you know, you still get food, you know, all those just basic human needs, right? Just be grateful right there. I mean, everything else is gravy. And then when you look at the things, because you're never going to have everything in the plus column, and if you look at the things in the negative column, you know, are they temporary? You know, just kind of put things in perspective. I'm going to get through this just as I have everything else, back to earned confidence. And it really is a great way to ground you and return you into that whole calibration, right, that you need for amplifying gratitude. And then beyond that, we get into kind of defining your why, right? There's a lot of conversation about that, but making it actionable. And that's really where I try to take the reader who's come out of the book with, you know, a life enrichment action plan that they can tailor.
Yeah.
So, you know, the book's like having a personal conversation, and you know, hopefully there's a number of things in there people will identify with. And, you know, you don't have to come out of it with this huge plan as it might sound. It could be just a la carte, and right, form a new habit. You know, this might be a good time to have it. You got a little bit of bandwidth here to maybe to do that kind of thing in your life. Take on a new hobby that brings you joy. It could be anything, but the idea is to take a proactive step and hold yourself accountable to enrich your life and the people who, you know, are around, you know, your closest loved ones.
Now, what were some of the influences, you know, that caused you to write this book? You had a lot going on, single dad. But what were some of the other influences?
I think that, you know, for one, the experience with the Internship Institute, working with a lot of employers, working with college students, and how unprepared they are to have the experience and the work skills and life skills, critical thinking and emotional intelligence, things like that. So some of the book is inspired by what I wish my younger self knew. So there's like, so if I could just matrix some of these people, just like, you know, just plug it in and be like, okay, you're ready, go into the world. If it was that easy, right? So it's a little dense around that stuff, but it's really for anybody at any point in transition, anyone who's into personal development. And I put everything in there I could. That's basically I can't think of a lot else that I forgot. There's nothing left of me, I think, is probably the best way to put that.
Yeah, I love it. Now you described the book as having some, you know, original insights. Now, how would you characterize those for what makes your book Z-isms different?
So actually, when you talk, you know, when the first thing I often get when I say Z-isms is, well, what is that? What's a Z-ism? And it's really something that we all have. It's defined as a pearl of wisdom, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, we all have those kinds of things through our experience, or an original wit or a personal experience, all for the purpose of positively impacting the lives of as many people as possible, insights to live by. And so the goal of the book is actually not to have a final ending. The readers are invited to come into a private forum, actually a private Facebook group, where we can continue the conversation and they can share their Z-isms as well. So that's part of the uniqueness of it. The tools that are in the book, some of which I mentioned, perception snapshot and other kinds of things, putting together the leap plan, concepts around the earned confidence and the, you know, that whole thing about spiders, Patrick, that's some hard living, man. Some seriously hard living that went into that one. And I just felt a personal responsibility. And then using some of the personal anecdotes and some disclosures, some things that have been very private. You know, I'd suffered from depression, for example, since my early teens, and that kind of defines me. And, you know, I actually, is it okay if I spend a minute on that?
Of course, of course.
Yeah, because I know that a lot of your listeners, you know, they, you know, from what you and I have talked about, I mean, they come up against all, I mean, just humans in general, right? We come against so many challenges, and especially now with us all being sheltered, and it's easy to get down. Even if you don't have the, you know, the imbalance, the chemical challenge of things with depression. And fortunately, I haven't had to have any kind of major event with that in some years now. And I think part of the reason is because of being proactive. I have this, there's a chapter on mood health, and there's this mood scale, which is kind of like a thermometer and monitoring yourself around where you are. We all have our up days and our sad days, and, you know, but that's kind of in that range. But when you start sinking, like you think you're stuck, you know, your ankles are in quicksand.
Like that all the time. Yeah.
Then you're in your, you know, your knees are in quicksand, right? Yeah. So before it gets worse, that 2 or 3 day rule, if I get to 3 days, I'm feeling like that and it's hard. Like we talk about getting hard to be like getting to the gym, times that by 10, you know, hard to get to the gym, but I still do it. Yeah. Hold myself accountable because that working out, getting my endorphins up and things, that's really, you know, where the mood health is, and not letting yourself get too low where it's unrecoverable. And look, I mean, if you're somebody who genuinely has a chemical imbalance, there is no shame whatsoever in going and getting yourself checked out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which, okay.
And I like, again, this goes back to what we were talking about before about, you know, personal interactions, you know, combating the spiders, you know, those manipulators. That's why I think, I mean, even now, man, I mean, I think it's almost, I mean, it's important, you know, absent a pandemic, but even now when, like you said, people are holed up and there's, you can still reach out to people like you and other people that are positive, that are uplifting people, that are inspirational. I mean, it is, I think so much revolves around who we spend our time with.
Right. I mean, we should seek that out. You know, some of us are just, we just kind of experience day in and day out as being random.
Yeah.
And, you know, you really, why not just take charge? You know, like you said, it's your life. And what can you do proactively? You can't have that. You can't be that mindful all the time. Right. Yeah. I mean, let's be practical. That's not possible. But, you know, coming back to gratitude and having that as a, you know, centering force, to keep yourself grounded is really, you know, where it's at. And look, I mean, I feel like we're talking about things so seriously, but you know, we have, you know, I might drop something that makes someone laugh somewhere in the book. I've heard that, you know, I've gotten a review or two. It's kind of funny at times and we have some fun with it, like making coincidences matter and, you know, the whole thing around 11/11 you know, what that means to people and just kind of just kicking things around a little bit too. So, anybody can go and just, you know, check it out. And if they want to keep reading, right on Amazon, right? You got the Look Inside. I have a website. You can do the same thing. And that's what I would hope people would feel like they can come away from this conversation and at least go. And that's my goal is to put it in the hands of as many people as I can. And you know, you and I talked about it before the show. That's really hard for me. You know, buy my book. You know, like, that's like so disingenuine. But man, that's my goal. So,
but it is a great book, and I told you, man, I got to get it because just by what I'm reading about it, just with the sheet, it's amazing. And you are getting some amazing reviews, my friend.
Thank you.
Amazing reviews. So, if people want to pick up the book again, if people want to reach out to you, Matt,
sure.
Where can they reach out to you, brother?
Well, a couple of ways. One is the website. So Zisms has a hyphen. And if you're somewhere else in the world where it's pronounced Zed, it's still Zisms. So just stick with the letter. And Zisms with the hyphen.com. And again, there's the free download. There's something there called a self-care report card, which is out of another chapter called Being a Life Athlete. And that's free. That out is a nice free tool. And then of course on Amazon, you could see the reviews, what people are saying, and I'm very grateful for some good feedback. You never know, right? You're in your own head until you get it out there, but it's been well received. And I'm just, man, like you said, I've been beat up a little bit with the internship thing for a number of years. It's like, oh wow. You know, people are saying nice things. I get to feel good about it and know that, you know, through an opportunity like this for your listeners to hear about all this that, you know, can make a difference. And I hope it does.
Yeah. And it does. And like I said, I told you before, Matt, I'm pretty picky about who I have on, but this is so needed for, you know, everybody, but law enforcement professionals, because everything that, you know, you talk about has to do with, you know, you can tie it back into criminal justice professionals and law enforcement. I mean, everything we just talked about, it applies to everybody out there.
You know, one thing I want to say about that, which I saw a piece, you know, look, I mean, law enforcement get a bad rap. Mm-hmm. And from my perspective, I think there's a good reason for that. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kidding. but it's nice to see with what's going on with COVID and, you know, some of the first responders and, you know, police getting involved and, you know, filling in the gaps and bringing food and, you know, I'm seeing spots on TV where, you know, kids are writing them cards to express appreciation. And, you know, I just talked about how I felt, you know, feeling beat up for so long and now having that kind of feeling. And I hope that more law enforcement get to experience that and a greater appreciation from the general public.
Yeah, I hope so too, brother. Matt Zim, and any final thoughts, brother, before we wrap up?
No, I just really appreciate you having me on, and hopefully as many people who are interested to go and just check it out. And if you want to keep reading about Zisms, then I hope you find it to be something that makes your life that much better. That's the goal.
I'm sure it will, brother. Again, a pleasure having you on, Matt. Everything we talked about is going to be linked up in the show notes. Go out and get Zisms, Insight to Live By Matt Zedman. Matt, you're welcome back anytime, brother. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Patrick. It's great.
All right.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.